Okay, guys, so in this video, I want to go over my exact process of finding creators. Okay, so I'm essentially making you be looking over the shoulder, a long form, boring video on how I, after posting a job post, go over which people to invite and which people to not invite. And I want to make you realize my thinking behind this. Okay, and the very first thing is that before you look at anyone, you need to understand that you're hiring someone to be your business dedicated creator. Ideally, you do not want someone producing content for multiple brands, okay? For example, let's say, I don't know, but this girl makes TikTok videos for L'Oreal. They also make long-form videos for Y Combinator. They also make videos for, I don't know, Mr. Beast Chocolate, right? And the issue with this is that people will associate her face with multiple things. And we don't want this. We want people to only associate Ariana, in this case, with your brand. She's your dedicated creator, okay? And also, that's the people's observation, the issue with that is because she's focused on a bunch of stuff, on a bunch of different brands, selling a bunch of different things, so she'll never be 100% focused on your, okay? Now, of course, if you pay her enough, right? I mean, you have to pay her a lot of money. She maybe can be solely dedicated to your brand, but most likely not. So again, you want to make sure that you're hiring someone dedicated to your brand, because that also will affect the output of the work, okay? Because she's not just producing videos. She's producing videos for your brand. She's growing with your brand. She has a vested interest in your brand, okay? So that's the very first thing. So also, quick thing right here. I don't really mind hiring women or men. I mean, it's what it is, right? I think depending on your brand and how you want your brand to be perceived, hiring women is better versus men, right? Or the other way around. But again, you know what's best for you. Now, what happens most of the time is that women on Upwork, at least, that have UGC in their bio, content creator, video creator, most of them do short form content for product-based brands. So they do videos like the ones I'm gonna show you right here. For example, this woman does product reviews, right? Now, nothing wrong with this, right? This is great, right? Product reviews, let me just show you this. This is great if you're selling this product, right? A lot of UGC creators do this, product reviews. And it's 100% different, doing product reviews than doing videos for a SaaS. It's much harder. And also, this is short form. We're looking for long form creators. And someone that does this, or that does this mostly this, like 90% of the videos are this, it's very hard to get them to do a long form video. And also, she's probably charging $100 to $200 per video. And that's a 30-second video. So imagine how much she would charge for a 10-minute video, which is what you want. And it's a lot, because I've gotten in touch with short-form first-based creators, so people that most of their focus is on short-form, and they charge a lot per video. Because again, doing a TikTok isn't just about picking up the phone and recording. There's, of course, a lot of thought that needs to go into it, a lot of positioning. Like, it's not as easy as people make it seem. So it's fair enough that they charge $100 to $200 per video. It's completely fair. The issue with that is that if you're hiring them again for long form videos, which is not 30 seconds, it's 10 minutes, they'll do the conversion and they'll charge you 1,000 to 3,000 per video, which is insane, right? And so we wanna find people that are not doing short form content. We wanna find people that are doing long form content, or that are willing to do long form content. And I'll tell you right off the bat, that it is hard to find people on Upwork that are doing long form content and are willing to get a job for long form content. There's not that many people, because people that do long form content either have their own YouTube channels or their own businesses, and they don't want to be creating content for other people. So it's very, very hard to find long form content creators. But I want to show you, sorry, that's a bird. I want to show you how I find them. Okay, because there needs to be a little bit of convincing, because you won't find people with their bio saying, I am a long form YouTube video content creator. You won't, you just won't. So you need to find people that you think could be converted into doing that job. So let me go over how I do it. So first things first, I would not hire this person, because again, they're a short form first type of content, and they're focused on product-based videos, like real life, tangible products. This is not what we want, okay? Let me take a look at this one. Senior motion designer, exploits branding animation, can take a look at some videos. Yeah, he makes animation videos. Not ideal. Now, that being said, if this guy is comfortable on camera, we can still invite him, okay? Because again, we can assume, we can extrapolate that someone that does video content is comfortable talking, maybe does voiceovers as well. Maybe we can convince him to show his face. Again, you won't find anyone that says in his bio, I am a video, long form YouTube video content creator. You just won't. But you gotta find people that you think you can convince. This one, maybe yes, maybe no, but again, I wouldn't even waste my time on this one. Let's see this one right here. Bring your video content to life. Let's see, what does he do? He does, let me see here. Again, this is a boring video, but I think it's worth it that I show you what I mean. He's just an editor, I think. Yeah, basically just an editor, yeah. So what we're looking for, we don't want editors. What you can do, and I'll do later, is filter by words and filter that for not showing people that have editor in their, and I'll do this right now, actually. Advanced search, and let me see here. Exclude these words, editor. Actually, I have this here, right? Editor, thumbnail, script writer. We don't want script writers, we don't want editors. We don't want people to edit, we don't want thumbnail creators, so just exclude these people, okay? So that's that. Let me just hide this again. And also, I will also hide, honestly, UGC, because 99% of the people that have UGC on their profile are doing TikTok in short form. So we don't want that. Apply, okay? So let's close this right here. So graphic designer, no. Instagram organic growth expert could be a bit too cheap, $3 an hour. Not really what we're looking for. TikTok content creator, graphic designer, lead generation, influencer, manager, social media marketer. Social media manager could work. Self-motivated, I like it. Not much video content. Again, you're hopefully this isn't boring, but I'm putting you exactly behind the process where I find these people and what I look for and what I don't look for. This is too cheap, so quality won't be good. So I'm just gonna go here, filters, I'm gonna do the hourly rate 10 to 30, so 10 to 30 at least. Content creation, graphic designer. Let me see here, social media manager. Social media managers tend to be decent because they're comfortable in speaking and all that. So this girl could be decent. Again, you won't find anyone with YouTube long form content creator on their bio. You just won't. So you gotta look at if these people would be willing to do something like that. And so I would invite this girl. Honestly, I would invite her because social media managers tend to be comfortable in speaking in public. So I would think that she would be comfortable in recording Loom videos, which is just where she shows her face right here, and then the video is playing right here, and she talks about whatever it is. So I think this should be a great hire. And I'll show you some of the people we've hired too, by the way. I want to hide this. I want to show you the people we've hired. Social media marketing expert. This guy could also work, I think. So social media managers tend to be, and he shows his face right here, so this is good, right? He already has a video, right, showing his face, speaking. So it shows me that he's willing to do content showing his face. And if we go on his channel as well, again, this is what, this is the perfect guy. Right, perfect guy already doing long form content for his own channel. This is perfect. Okay, I would hire this guy. So if you're watching this and you want to hire someone for your long form content, hire this guy. I would literally hire this guy. Again, Loom style videos, showing his face, good voice. I mean, I'm not hearing the voice, but I assume good voice, great camera, good background. He's comfortable with it. So again, I literally might just hire this guy. So I'm just gonna add him to favorites, honestly, because I literally might hire him to be our content creator. And again, not that expensive, right? We could probably get him on a 1.5, 2K retainer recording 15 to 30 videos a month, long form YouTube videos. And again, if you were to try and hire a TikTok or short form content creator to do long form, the price would be just insane because I've tried it, okay? So yeah, this guy's perfect to do so. Let me see, graphic designer, no, logo designer, no. These YouTube marketers tend not to be ideal. He's also from Pakistan, nothing wrong with that, but the accent tends to be, not the accent really, but the, just as me, like, I'm not a native English speaker, and sometimes I stumble upon my words, I don't know, I don't have the 100% the right grammar, and that tends to happen with non-native English speaking people, so I tend to hire people from the UK, US, Canada, Australia, because they're just the best. Let me see here, graphic designer, no, TikTok shop, nothing, content writer, graphic designer, top-notch graphic designer. Why it should show me so many graphic designers? Content creation, social media marketing. Let's see here. What has he done? Does he have any video on his profile? He doesn't, so this tells me he's not really that comfortable in showing his face, so I can just skip it. Let's take a look at this girl. Philippines, nothing here. Again, hopefully this is valuable. I really just want to show you exactly what I do, and this is exactly what I do to find people. And so I just found that other guy this guy right here, which I'll probably hire. So yeah. Okay, so this, again, another guy showing his face. It's perfect. Let me see here what his channel is about. Okay, nothing here, just a dedicated channel for that video. But again, showing his face, talking to camera, 20K plus earnings, it's good, 28 jobs. And let me see here, what has he got here? Testimonial. Okay, yeah, so we could, yeah, easy. We can get this guy to record content for us. Again, not very expensive. Yeah, he's basically a lead generation guy, but I think, I mean, with the money, we can get him and convert him to be producing content for us. Again, it's all about finding the people you think you can convert to producing long form content, because again, you won't find them by default on here. So this guy is a great hire too. I think he'll probably accept it. And I want to find, actually, I won't find any more, but I mean, hopefully you get my processes. I want to show you the guys we hired. So this right here was the first one. I want to open his profile. Let's see here, view profile. We also hired Lloyd right here. Let's see his profile, top rated, which is a great hire, I think. He's been recording content for us already and it's killing it. And this guy is a Brazilian guy, so we hired him to produce content in Brazilian. This will be producing content in Spanish and English, sorry. And so I'm gonna show you Lloyd first. Lloyd, he's a course creator, membership site, sales funnel. So he's into marketing, into sales. So he understands somewhat of the industry we're in. Again, that's key. I said it before. It's key that you hire someone that knows what they're coming into. Okay. And then AK earn top rated, which is always nice, from the US. So again, great English speaker. And his portfolio, if this loads, right, so for some reason it's not loading, but the things he has here in his portfolio aren't really, and aren't at all, long-form videos. He doesn't have any even videos here. But again, looking at his profile, understanding that he knows about marketing, reading his bio, looking at it from the US, I thought I was able to convert him or to convince him to get him to record long-form content for us. And I was able to. Reason being, I think, is because he told me he was really passionate about marketing and creating content. And he also has like two YouTube channels, like where he just posts videos from very rarely. So he was the perfect hire. So again, look for these patterns and look for these people you think based on what they do, what they've done, what their work on and their personality, you think you can convert them. So that's why he did it. He's doing it greatly. Then this guy, Victor, I mean, I saw the video on his profile and I thought, okay, this guy creates videos, he shows his face, he's not afraid to show his face, quite high quality HD, green screen on the back, edited with images, like, you know, much of cool stuff. So I thought, okay, this guy definitely can, he feels comfortable in front of the camera. So for sure I can convince him to work for us. So again, that's that, we've done it. And finally, this guy, Tarcio, Brazilian guy. I mean, right off the bat, you might think, oh, writing, Portuguese translator and researcher, surely this guy won't do video. But I still wanted to look into it. Again, looking at his portfolio, no video here. But again, I look at it, he said, SEO copywriter. And so he does SEO, he's in the same industry, surely if he shows his face here, surely I can convince him to do so. And as you know, let alone, right, we convince him to work with us. And yeah, and the convincing, quote unquote, comes really from the pay plus the commission. I think this is what really hammers it on, because they see that they can get a commission. And you, of course, have to explain this to them when you send them the messages saying there's an uncapped commission. And again, so that's basically my processes. Hopefully this was valuable. Hopefully, I mean, I ask you please not to hire the same creators as I hire, please. If you do, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, that's my whole process behind the hiring creators. Hopefully it was valuable. Again, if you have any questions, let me know, and I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.